Some words that are used for black.
Nigger, nigger. Blackbird.
I mentioned, you mentioned peckerwood earlier. Did you ever hear that?
Peckerwood.
Yeah. Is that ever used for people? Have you ever heard that applied to people?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Black, what about some words that, that they use to refer to white?
Honky.
Okay. Others like that, you know any of that? Okay. What about words for, sometimes people have words for people from the country.
Country people? From the state?
If you go to the dentist, you have the dentist look at your
teeth.
And the flesh around your teeth, that's your
gum.
And if you hold your head like this, you hold that teeth
here.
And the upper part of a man's body, that's his
chest.
I was turning the page when you said that.
His chest.
And this head is a
shoulder.
And these are
the hands.
And then he walks on his
feet.
And the front part of the leg right here.
The chin.
And let's see, if somebody's been sick for a while and he's up and around but still looks not too good. You say, you might say, well, he's up and around, but it still looks a little
pale.
Okay. Other ways of saying that, I think you might say that.
Doing column away on.
Okay.
Come on, come
on. Okay. And if you've been working real hard at the end of the day, you say you're
tired.
Okay. Other ways of saying that?
Give out.
Okay.
Pass it on.
Okay.
Have a rough day or cold world.
Okay. If you want to use wear out, I'm all
worn out.
And if a man sat in a drafty place and began to talk, you say he
talked.
And if he sits there all night, you say he's talking the next day, you say he
had to poop.
Okay. Okay. And if there's some medicine by a patient's by next to somebody's bed and it's still there, after a while, you might say, why haven't you
thrown it out?
Okay. Or if he's supposed to take it, why haven't you
taken it?
Okay. He might say, well, just yesterday I
took it.
Okay. And if he got a fever and started to sweat, okay, all night long, he's